Partisipasi dalam pemilihan umum adalah kewajiban bagi semua warga negara Australia untuk memberikan suara dalam pemilihan federal. Tetapi tidak semua orang diharuskan untuk memberikan suara mereka pada tanggal 2 Juli. Komisi Pemilu Australia dan ilmuwan politik mengharapkan jumlah orang yang cukup tinggi untuk memilih dalam pemilihan awal ini. Para pemilih dapat memilih melalui pos atau pergi ke pusat pemungutan suara awal. Juru bicara Komisi Pemilihan Piel Diak mengatakan, sementara ia mengharapkan pemilihan awal melebihi jumlah pada tahun 2013, pemilih harus ingat mereka harus memiliki alasan yang sah untuk memilih sebelum tanggal 2 Juli.
Early voting has been growing in recent Australian federal elections. At the 2010 election, it was 18% of all votes that were counted. And at the 2013 election, the early voting share was 27%. There were 3.7 million early votes that were cast at the 2013 federal election. At this election, the AEC will be asking people who go and have a pre-poll vote the question whether they are entitled to have an early vote. Early voting is not just for personal preference or convenience, it's for people who are unable to go to a polling place in their home electorate on election day.
Pemilih harus berada di luar wilayah pemilihan mereka, di mana mereka terdaftar untuk memilih, di tempat kerja, sedang sakit parah, di penjara, atau memiliki keyakinan agama yang mencegah mereka pergi ke TPS jika mereka ingin memilih lebih awal. Tanggal 2 Juli jatuh dalam liburan sekolah untuk setiap negara bagian, dengan pengecualian yaitu Australia Selatan. Dr. Peter Chen, seorang dosen senior di bidang politik di Universitas Sydney, mengatakan, liburan sekolah tersebut diharapkan untuk meningkatkan pemilihan awal.
I think it's very likely that we might see as much as 30-odd percent of the electorate early voting, and that's for two reasons. The first is that there has been year-on-year a kind of rise in early voting over the last few decades. And the second is that the election is actually going to be held during the school holidays. And so as people will be going away, they'll also take the opportunity to vote early.
Dr. Chen mengatakan pemilihan suara awal telah mengubah cara kampanye para politikus. Ia mengatakan calon menggunakan pemilihan awal sebagai cara untuk mengunci suara, dan mereka bahkan mendorong hal tersebut.
Parties have to expect that people will vote early and thus defect at any time. And so they can't structure their campaign narrative in the way they once did. So it's changed the way they campaign. It's changed the kind of political logic of the way in which elections are fought. And it also means that elections might be actually won or lost well before the actual voting day, because it only requires a small number of votes to change to create a significant outcome in terms of a tight election like this.
Warga Australia yang berada di luar negeri pada tanggal 2 Juli juga dapat memilih di pusat-pusat di seluruh dunia dari minggu depan pada tanggal 20 Juni. Informasi pemilihan suara juga akan tersedia dalam 27 bahasa. Kristen, seorang pemilih di luar negeri, mengatakan bahwa ia diberitahu sebelum meninggalkan Australia bahwa suara yang dikirim melalui pos mungkin tidak mencapai tepat waktu, sehingga ia akan memberikan suara di kedutaan besar Australia di London.
I just wanted to make sure that my vote actually did register, so I'm going to go into the embassy in London to vote into Australia House. I think it's really important because for to be part of democracy, you need to be able to participate. And at times when you're travelling for work or family, or there's a whole range of circumstances that can make it difficult to vote on the day. So being able to vote early, I think, is really critical.
Pos pemilihan suara awal akan tutup pada hari Rabu, 29 Juni, pada pukul 6 sore.